8:33 the time, 27 minutes before 9 o'clock. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. As we do each and every Thursday, we have the good fortune to speak with our mayor. Mayor Bob Whalen steps in this morning after what was a marathon session of a city council meeting this past Tuesday night. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Ed. Yeah, I think we got it done just before the stroke of midnight.
It was like you had Cinderella's carriage outside waiting to pick each of you up, man. a long meeting with a lot of stuff done, though. There were a lot of business handled on that night. So I'd received a text a few weeks back from some listeners and then got kind of a formal email from them in South Laguna regarding fuel modification. I guess the residents of Crown Royal have removed like 38 tons of debris over the last 3 years. And they claim, of course, Aliso Creek and the surrounding areas are under the jurisdiction of the county parks. And Orange County Parks seems to have been reluctant to take responsibility and kind of neglected those areas. What can you tell these residents about the fuel modification at Aliso and surrounding areas in the adjoining hillsides in South Laguna?
Yeah, the county, I don't think, has done too much, right? And I know the residents have done some things down there. There's certain areas, like above Driftwood and so on, that we have fuel modification rights on that, you know, we are working with the Coastal Commission, have been working with the Coastal Commission to get, you know, the proper protocols in place and, you know, where you use hand crews and where you can't. I would caution people, you can't just, I know self-help is fulfilling sometimes, but you can't just wander out into the open space and the natural areas and remove stuff yourself. You really do need permits and you really do need things to be done, properly so that you're not damaging the environment. But, we got $1 million grant. You know, we are in the process of working with the Coastal Commission to get approval to do some more fuel modification in South Laguna. Honestly, and I understand the residents' perspective, we have done less fuel mod in South Laguna over the years than we have around the rest of the city. And we're working to address that, and I hope we can do more. And, it's just a bit of a slow process sometimes pushing things through the permitting process.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Recently, the House Oversight Reform Committee released language for state and local assistance, and the proposal originally was about $350 billion. We estimated the city would receive somewhere between $4 and $5 million. Is that a correct amount, or do we have an exact amount? And if we do receive it, what are we going to do with that money?
Yeah, I don't know if we have an exact amount, but I did hear the $4 million from, our finance director in range. Now, that's obviously the House side. It still has to go through the Senate, and we'll see what comes out the other side, if anything. We did have our budget update, that was part of the long meeting the other night, and we have revenues have started coming back, but we are still way underwater from where we were a year ago. Total budget-wise, we're still $11 million down. And in terms of our general operating budget, we call it the general fund, we're still $4 million down. So $4 million would be a good number. Right. We get us right back to, right back to ground zero.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And keep us in touch as to when we receive it and exactly what we get. Recently, the governor signed legislation that provides additional grants for small businesses impacted by the pandemic. And we were talking off air, what a great idea or what a great thing it is that now small businesses with less than 20 employees have a 2-week window if they haven't applied or they were rejected previously for PPP. There's a 2-week window for just them to apply, which is great. My question is, will the city offer businesses help in applying for these grants?
We already have. That was part of the our Laguna Beach CARES package. We retained the services of Townsend and Associates. And they did help and have helped businesses through sort of the earlier rounds. And yes, they are ready and willing to assist in the in this next round. So anybody go to our website and see that assistance. I think the chambers pushed that out as well. You know, it was great news. The legislature and the governor came up with more money. The first round, $500 million, the state did. They had $4 billion in over $4 billion in requests. This is now another couple of $1 billion. So even with that, it's not going to fulfill all the need, but it's going to go a lot further. And we certainly are optimistic that some of our local businesses are going to you know, get a crack at those this time.
Right. And thank you again for finding a way to help them apply for these grants. As a lot of businesses really, they get confused when, you know, when it's time to apply.
Sure.
The Laguna Beach Historic Preservation Coalition withdrew its appeal of the Planning Commission approval of the CEQA determination for the Rivian Theater project. What are the compromises that they came up with? How was this achieved?
Well, you know, I read it quickly because it was just submitted to us at the last minute. All those negotiations, you know, and I commend the parties on both sides, the Historic Alliance and Rivian both. They sat down, they spent, you know, days, I think, sort of hammering out this condition number 36, they call it. And the way I read it, it mostly deals with a more historic treatment of the facade, some recreation of the doors that are more going to be more historic, although they'll be able to fold open like an accordion to get the electric cars in and out. They're still going to resemble, you know, look like the original facade, historic facade restoration, and then an agreement to apply for National Register designation within 2 years after they occupy the project. So it seems like a very, very positive outcome all the way around. It was great to hear that Rivian thinks end of this year, early next year is their target opening. So I hope that stays true and we're able to get that, you know, building back in use after so many years.
Right. I was gratified just the fact that there was a compromise. I think that we don't hear that word often enough these days. And the fact that there was a compromise, all right, okay, this sounds reasonable, like two reasonable parties getting together and let's make this work. That was cool. A question that you, I don't know whether you know the answer to or not, but we're purchasing another sidewalk sweeper and another vehicle for public works. After all the vaccinations and throughout the year, as we move later on into the year, is there a new normal for how Laguna Beach will be, for instance, cleaning the city employees and public works employees? Is there a new normal for how we're going to be behaving as far as cleaning the city in the downtown area?
Well, you know, I think we've always been committed to that. We upped that budget, you know, with what we call our, it's the Measure LL, but it's the increased hotel bed tax. We've done a lot more intensive sidewalk cleaning, you know, and I think we obviously will have to continue that down in the promenade area for sure, in particular. But we've got a program that's going to be coming, I think, either March 9th or March 23rd. You know, the neighborhood improvement program, we're calling it, where we're looking at both for beaches and in the neighborhoods, you know, just more frequent trash pickup, an effort to keep things cleaner. I think we're going to have a lot of visitors to town this summer, and, you know, we're going to make sure we've got the resources to keep our community looking beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's a challenge, but we'll do our best.
Yeah, and we each have to do our part, but I certainly appreciate that. Mayor Whalen, as always, thank you, especially after that long marathon session. Thank you for coming in early this morning and talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Ed. And, I'm glad you got the Rod Stewart history lesson right. Back to my high school days, you know.
Yeah.
Wake Up Maggie and all those songs, you know.
Right. I think we'll play a Rod Stewart song as you walk out here. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. We appreciate your time with us this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you next week and take a little Rod Stewart with you.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Bye now.